you reach the right place, a destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Shake the nation upside down.
Uncle Willie, Uncle Willie.
So everybody,
yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Uncle Willie. Now, so put your toe, put up together, shuffle left, shuffle right. You are up and down, Uncle Willie, out of sight. So come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on.
This is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and this is Professor T. Love coming at you with Bobby Miller singing Uncle Willie Time. And, you know, just to give you a little backup on Mr. Bobby Miller, he was a producer, songwriter who wrote several hits for the Dells. In fact, he produced the Dells' There Is album. On some of the singles he produced was Ooh, I Love You, I Can't Do Enough, Always Together. During the Dells' stint as recording artist for the Chicago, Illinois-based Chess Records, and along with singer-songwriter Barrett Strong and Wade Flemons, Bobby Miller co-wrote Stay In My Corner, a dual-decade hit for the Dells. First as a 1965 hit on VJ Records, and then as a 1968 number one R&B number 10 pop hit on the Chess Cadet label. But you know what? Besides having hits for the Dells, Bobby Miller also wrote Bet You Never Thought, a constellation record single for the legendary Gene Chandler, and recorded a single for the label called, of which you just heard, Uncle Willie Time. And you know, Bobby Miller also worked with the arranger Charles Stepney on the Dells' late 1970s Chess hits, and Stepney also worked with many Chess acts, including a pre-starter Minnie Riperton, who would go to arrange and co-write several gold and platinum albums with Earth, Wind and Fire, founded by former Chess session drummer Maurice White. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, giving you, we're going to go from Chicago down to Detroit to the Temptations on their album, A Lot of Soul. It's You That I Need. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Lonely man am I.
is haunting me. My true lips cry out constantly. Let your heart be your guide. Forget about your foolish pride. Starting tomorrow, I keep telling myself, I'm gonna get out and find somebody else. Somebody that's sweet and kind. Who will erase you out of my mind? But tell me, how can I find somebody new, baby, when my two arms keep reaching out for you? I see your face and your memories too. Girl, I've never felt this loneliness before. And whoo, girl, I just can't take it no more. Every night a million tears I shed. Girl, I'm slowly going out of my head. Just take a good look and you'll see what loneliness is doing to me.
It's you that I need.
Ooh. Oh, I can't take the loneliness. Oh, baby, I need you. So cool, I'm gonna be no more. Cause I'll soon be knocking, knocking on your door.
Yeah, it's you that I need from the Temptations from 1967. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And this is Professor T. Love here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And I am also on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, or just look for A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And I am on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And yes, you know, we're coming where we celebrated Thanksgiving, and I hope that you all enjoyed it, because now we're on our way to Christmas. And you know what? I wanted to play some, you know, uplifting music, Uncle Willie time, so you guys can cut a rug, and it's you that I need, so you can do that Motown step and groove. Now, coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, you're going to get a taste of honey, talking about Boogie Oogie Oogie. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you.
Giving you some funk and R&B from Taste of Honey. This single, Boogie Oogie Oogie, from 1978. And you know, this song, this is a classic song. This song was number one US, number one R&B, number one dance, number three in the UK, number two in Canada, number two in New Zealand, number 18 in Australia. This song was it was off of the album called A Taste of Honey, which was number six US, number two R&B, number seven Canadian. This album went platinum in the United States, 6 million copies, 7 million copies in Canada, you know, and this song is classic. This is one of my favorites, and this song was done by Janice Marie Johnson and Perry Kibble. And, you know, Taste of Honey was formed in 1971, and they came from Los Angeles, California. And the members of the band consisted of Janice Marie Johnson, vocals, co-writer, and bassist, Carlita Dorhan, vocals, guitar, Perry Kibble, keyboards, co-producer, and co-writer, and Donald Ray Johnson on drums. But as time went on, the group was whittled down, and they kind of came from different bands. And then they merged to have these two ladies, which was Janice Marie Johnson on vocals and Miss Perry Kibble. And they went on to have great success with A Taste of Honey, the debut album, which spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1978. And the group won the Grammy Award for Best New Artist at the 20th Grammy Awards on February 15th, 1979. And Janice Marie Johnson calls the single her lifeline, and basically credits Capitol Records executive Larkin Arnold with ensuring that they own their own publishing. You know, and that's very rare that and executives back in those days for the, you know, record companies would tell you to own your own publishing, but he inspired them, and it has become their lifeline. You know, and this is A Bowl of Soul, you know, just basically connecting the dots for you and just making it happen for you in soul. Coming up next, one of the great dance records of all time, Good Times, which was the foundation for the Sugar Hill Gang. They used Good Times as the melody, and Good Times basically catapulted and elevated hip hop. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Good. better let them have the talk. Girls will be girls, cute ponytails and curls. Must put an end to the stress and strife. I think I want to live the sporty life.
Now this is the breakbeat. Come on. That killer bass from the legendary Bernard Edwards. One of the foundations of hip-hop, Good Times, which was, you know how many millions of records that single sold? 5 million records. 5 million copies, making it the best-selling 45 RPM single in the history of Atlantic Records. Let me repeat that again. Good Times sold 5 million copies, making it the best-selling 45 RPM single in the history of Atlantic Records. And like I said, Good Times catapulted hip-hop into the stratosphere. June 1979, Good Times, from composed by Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to bring you some cha-cha soul. Okay? Some new cha-cha soul from Dram. Now, they say that Drake took a little bit from this record to make Hotline Bling. Now, I listened to Hotline Bling, and it's okay. It's kind of cute, but I really like this one, Cha-Cha by Dram. And you'll know why, because it's very infectious. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to
I like to cha-cha and a Latin bar, yeah. With a Dominican and reasonable hyena, yeah. I like to cha-cha, hey. I like to cha-cha, hey. With a Dominican and reasonable hyena, hey. I like the way you move it. I saw you from across the bar. I am not a Spanish descendant. I'm fucked up so they see the way I talk. I really would like to taste the Spanish cuisine you prepared. You're beautiful, yeah. We just moving in red.
I like to cha-cha, hey. I like to cha-cha, hey. With a Dominican very simple. In a Latin bar, yeah. With a Dominican and reasonable time, hey. I'ma tell all my boys about you, manana. Hope this is your number, I'm calling you, manana. Hopefully you come kick it with me, manana. We can try to drive between us, she's manana. I'ma tell all my boys about you, manana. Hope this is your number, I'm calling you, manana. Hopefully you come kick it with me, manana. We can try to drive between us, she's manana. I like to cha-cha, hey. I like to cha-cha, hey. With a Dominican and reasonable time. I like to cha-cha.
It's not like I take life from
All right. You know, I had to play something a little different. Now, that had a different feel on it. I like the cha-cha. Now, that's pretty catchy. You know, Dram began his career at the Coliseum Mall in Hampton, Virginia. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this brother dropped his debut project, number one, Epic Summer, which mostly features contributions from local producers, including ASAP, affiliated beat-making group, Very Rare. And, you know, this cha-cha thing, I can see why people are biting off of it, but Dram, who is also known as Shelly Massenberg Smith, was born in 1988 in Germany to a mother who was in the military but has been living in Hampton for as long as he can remember. You know what I'm saying? And he said, Hampton was never really big on supporting open-mindedness, he says bluntly, but it's really old-fashioned here. But anyway, despite the attitudes, you know, in terms of what he felt and the staleness that came from his hometown culture, he was always grounded in a diverse range of music, you know, and he stayed with his grandparents and, you know, he grew up around them. So, you know, his grandparents went to church all the time. So he sang in the choir, but he also was exposed to music and like Al Green and, you know, all those types of songs and Funkadelic, you know, so this really, I like this song. It's different. And it tells me that people are still trying to be innovative and had a catchy Latin beat to it. All right? But this is A Bowl of Soul just bringing you some real cool music from Dram called I Like the Cha-Cha. You know, and we're going to segue. And you know what? You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
I'm a stranger traveling on. I'm a stranger traveling on. And I'm so afraid of the dark at night. Darling, you made me a stranger, darling, and I'm so afraid of the dark at night.
Away again, this is A Bowl of Soul, giving you some great Stack Soul, Atlantic Records Stack Soul, from Mr. Arthur Connolly, the late Arthur Connolly, who did this song. He wrote this song with Otis Redding called I'm a Lonely Stranger. Coming up next, I call this the Southern Soul segment of A Bowl of Soul, bringing you next to Mr. Joe Tex, talking about you buying a book. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I saw this old man with this young girl the other night. I walked over to him and pulled him off on the side, and I said, Pops, what are you trying to prove? I said, I've seen you out here every night this week with a different young girl wrapped around your arm. I said, you can't keep this pace, sir. Because these young girls, they'll certainly get you down. He said, son, sit down here. Let me tell you something. He said, all my life I've worked hard, and I've saved up me a little money. He said, but just about the time I got me a nest egg saved, I became a widow man. He says, I'm 72 going on 73 years old and don't have too many more years to live. He said, I know that I should be ashamed of myself. But he said, young girls is my weakness. Oh, yes, they are. He said, so would you please leave this old gray-haired man alone? Mind your business. Let me and this young girl have us a little bit of fun. That's when I looked at him and I said, all right, Pops, you got her. But listen, here's all you're doing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you just burn. I said to him, I said, listen to this. Here's all you're doing.
Buy a book for some young man.
That's what you're doing. To read. But don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Send that young girl on home. Mm-hmm. Then there was this middle-aged woman whose name I dare not call, simply because you out there listening just might know who this woman is. But I can tell you this much. The woman lives right here in your town. I know you didn't know that, did you? I saw this woman with this young man in the broad open daytime the other day. I said, Miss Lady, you ought to be ashamed of yourself riding around with this young man all hugged up like this here. She said, son, you're dipping in my business. But if you want to know why I fooled with this young man, I'll tell you. She said, I was married to a man 40 years old, and I was. Says, for a long time, I was true and faithful to that one man. Says, and last year, he died and willed me a whole lot of money. And I know that that young man sitting in my car just wants me for my money. She said, but if that's what it takes to keep the young fine thing, oh, he can get every single dime. Because it ain't nothing an old man can do for me. But show me which way a young man went. Here's what I said. I said, you're just buying. Yeah, that's all you're doing. That's what I told her. Listen, Miss Lady, here's all you're doing.
Buying a book for some young girl.
You ought to quit it. Tree. But I said, that's your car driving home. Give him all your money. I'm sorry I dipped in your business. I won't do it no more. No.
Yeah, this is A Bowl of Soul, giving you the late, great Mr. Joe Tex, who was born August 8th, 1935, and he died August 13th, 1982. And, you know, Joe Tex's name was Joseph Arrington Jr., better known as Joe Tex, and he was an American musician who gained success in the 1960s and 70s with his brand of Southern Soul, which mixed the styles of country, gospel, and rhythm and blues. And, you know, Joe Tex's career started when he was signed to King Records in 1955, following four wins at the legendary famous Apollo Theater here in Harlem, New York. And, you know, between 1955 and 1964, Joe Tex was struggling to find hits, and by the time he finally recorded his first hit, Hold What You've Got, and he went on to have 4 million selling hits, Hold What You've Got, 1965, Skinny Legs and All, 1967, I Gotcha, 1972, and the infamous Ain't Gonna Bump No More with No Big Fat Woman. And you know, later on in Joe Tex's life, he converted and became a Muslim, and he was known as Yusuf Hassis, and he was born in Bell County, Texas. Coming up next, some more Southern Soul from Miss Ann Peoples on the High Records label, talking about, you know what, you need to walk away. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
And every day it just don't make sense for me to live this way. I've got to stop crying, get up, ooh yeah, and walk away. Oh Lord, walk away. It's getting so hard to bear. Lord, I'm sitting smack dab in the middle, hey, of a three-way love affair. And it don't do me no good to cry.
So we celebrate Miss Ann Peoples, who was from, and she was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and she was the seventh child of 11, and as a child, she began singing in the choir for Father's Church and with the family's group, the Peoples Choir. And you know that this choir, the Peoples Choir, regularly opened shows for gospel stars, including Mahalia Jackson and the Soul Stirrers featuring Sam Cooke, and she was influenced by R&B performers including Muddy Waters, Mary Wells, and Aretha Franklin. And you know, she is an American soul singer who gained celebrity for her Memphis Soul albums of the 70s for High Records, and two of her most popular songs are I Can't Stand the Rain, which she wrote with her husband Don Bryant and radio broadcaster Bernie Miller, and I'm Going to Tear Your Playhouse Down. And you know, in 2014, Miss Ann Peoples was inducted into the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. And you know, I feel Ann Peoples was a very underrated soul singer, and if you listen to her catalog, definitely buy the greatest hits of Miss Ann Peoples. you know, Part-Time Love. You know, I mean, some of the songs, Walk Away, Give Me Some Credit, Part-Time Love, I Pity, oh, my song, Muddy Waters, I Pity the Fool, Slip, Tripped, and Fell in Love, Breaking Up Somebody's Home, Somebody's on Your Case, I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down, and the infamous I Can't Stand the Rain. You definitely got to get her catalog, and we celebrate Miss Ann Peebles here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to give you some new music from the jazz group Hiroshima. The single is called Room Full of Mirrors, and this is A Bowl of Soul. This is off of Hiroshima's new CD called Songs with Words, which is now available for purchase. And on this recording project, it features guest vocalist Terry Steele and Yvette Nee, live in-studio recording of some of Hiroshima's favorite songs, such as Longtime Love, Never Ever, Dada, of what you just heard, Room Full of Mirrors, Thousand Cranes and More. And the official release date of the CD is on January of 2016. So if you want to get your hands on this lovely piece of music from the legendary group Hiroshima, go to their website, hiroshimamusic.com, and purchase their new CD called Songs with Words. And this is A Bowl of Soul premiering new music here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got some new neo soul from Maria Estrella Ag called Mysterious. And this is A Bowl of Soul. That's new music from Miss Maria Estrella Agabao, giving her new track called Mysterious here on A Bowl of Soul. And You know, Maria's personally sent me this single for submission to A Bowl of Soul, and she is originally from East Orange, New Jersey. And I think it's great, you know, that she sent this single to me. And here on A Bowl of Soul, we are premiering, and we have premiered Mysterious. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got some new music from R.E.S., Rest. The name of the single is called For Who You Are. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
To be one of my best friends, someone I really love to talk to. When my day was coming to its end, but I know we had to grow apart.
I wish you would have told me before,
but I never knew things would get so hard. And now love you for who you are. See, I don't blame you for running. I've never seen the dark places you've been. So please, can you tell me something? Like what it'll take. When I let go in for putting up such an emotion fight, it leads to rejection, then suppression, then mistaken conversation. Oh, then I'm so tired. I've been so trapped. Pull it off.
I wish you would have told me before,
but I never knew
beautiful. I like that. That song is Smoking. That song is from Rest for Who You Are from the album Black Girls Rock. Definitely support Rest. You can R-E-S. You can support this single by going to Amazon.com for looking for Who You Are, which is a song for the Steppers, the Chicago Steppers. Steppers everywhere. Not only Chicago Steppers, but definitely check out R.E.S. New music here on A Bowl of Soul. You heard Mysterious from Maria Estrella Agabao. You heard Roomful of Mirrors from Hiroshima, and For Who You Are from R.E.S. And we're bringing you to the end of A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And definitely you can catch me on Your Power Radio as well, and Legend Radio Network with the legendary DJ, you know what I'm saying? My man, he is definitely doing his thing on Legend Radio Network. But definitely you can catch up with me on those networks as well as Live 365. Definitely catch up with me on ebolasoul.libsyn.com. And definitely you can, again, ebolasoul.libsyn.com. That's where you, if you can't hear this broadcast, you can definitely do a download at ebolasoul.libsyn.com. But again, this is Professor T Love bringing you some great soul music from classic to new here on A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you hit me up on Facebook as well, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed of soul music. And you can catch me on you can Twitter me at A Bowl of Soul, and definitely you can hit me up on Gmail, abowlofsoul@gmail.com. This is Professor T Love, just hoping that you enjoy your weekend, and definitely just keep the peace, and just, you know, praying for some of the people that have lost their lives in Paris. Paris is one of my favorite cities in France, and just praying for their families. You know, people just enjoying themselves, doing something they love. And, you know, don't let anyone kill your spirit. Don't let anyone make you fear anything. Because the only thing that you need to fear is, you don't need to fear anything, because you know what? God has our back. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.